Hi there, this is Chirps, and I'm going to be reading Crash Quest, which is done by Lonely World. Crash Quest starts off as this. You are Ace Pilot Oaken. You have crashed behind enemy lines. Their soldiers are everywhere. Your gunner and engineer are missing. What do you do? You enter your broken starship. Almost all the supplies are gone. You find no survival kit. Your friends must have parachuted out when your ship got hit. They probably took all the kits with them. There might be a weapon in Hoff's locker, but he gets real mad when you touch his stuff. What do you do? Yeah, screw Hoff. He's a jerk. I'm gonna take his stuff. Inside the locker, you find a ray gun. It has 10 shots before it will need a new battery. You feel dangerous. Now what? Prince, your ship's robot? Poor Prince. I guess he was too heavy to use a parachute. Seems the crash knocked him offline. He doesn't seem to be damaged, though. You've seen Mint fix Prince dozens of times. You think he only needs to be rebooted. It shouldn't take long. How hard can it be? But Mint did order you not to touch anything on him. Yeah, screw Mint too. She can suck it. You open up Prince and fiddle with his mechanics. Ding, dang, dong. Prince says, systems online, robot ready. Oaken, where's Mint? Did you turn me on? You're not authorized to... not authorized to sexually turn me on. Yeah, no, of course not. You're not authorized to do that. The ship is damaged. Critically so. Where is Mint? She will not be pleased about this. You will be suspended. Prince continues to rattle on. Of course I'm an ace pilot. Haven't seen my awesome goggles? My pilot's goggles? Oaken says, Prince, we crashed the Pinkies. We crashed. There's sort of a separation there. The Pinkies shot us down. Mint and Hoff abandoned us here to die. They're probably dead themselves. I need your help, Prince. Prince says, I see. It is clear our mission has failed. We are doomed. Upon your order, I will terminate you. I will terminate the ship, and I will terminate myself. The enemy will never receive our technology. Oaken. Well, no, wait. That's Oaken saying stuff. Prince, that is not helpful. That is not help. I need you to gather any supplies left here. Then you can blow up the ship. But not us. Got that? Prince says. Orders received. Princess, join the party. Prince picks up veggie rations, times 20, a spacesuit, and a bad spelling of a battery. Prince begins to charge his eye laser. It will... I'm sorry, Lonely World, your grammatical stuff is just funny. It will a little while before he has enough energy to vaporize the ship. Open looks about for civilization, but all she can see is dunes. She could use her space compass to track either animal life signs, plant life signs, energy signals, magnetic fields, gravity distortions, or pirates. Open decides to make a quick scan of everything. Plant scan, north. Weak signal, west. Pirate scan, there are no pirates. Yarr. Animal scan, immediate area, east, west, south. Magnetic scan, right of ship crash. Gravitational scan, down. Energy scan, east, south, southwest. Oaken says, Prince, what was our mission plan again? Prince says, descend from orbit, approach vector on enemy city. Some weird place named. Deliver payload of nuclear robot. Enemy city destroyed. Oaken says, oh, right. Prince says, have you determined our course yet? You don't know where the city is, nor do you have a map. This is all you have. Novella, space compass, ray gun with 10 shots. Pilot. Goggles, pilots. No, wait, pilots, goggles. Lucky earring, combat jacket, grav boots, 12 apines, which is supposed to be money, I guess. Clothing. Plant signal to north is small but close. Energy signal to east has dimmed. Energy signal south is very strong. Also, quick note, the lucky earring looks like a hunting tag. Okay, next to the update. Oaken says, screw the plants, I got plenty of food. Prince, we're going west. After a few hours of travel, Oaken realizes that life in the desert is quite harsh without water. Prince says, Oaken, my sensors are detecting movement over the next dune. That's my fault. Oaken picks up the spanner. The object appears to be a half-buried parachute. What the hell's a spanner? Oaken takes off her shiny goggles and tells Prince to be quiet. You approach. Pinkies, it looks like they got Mint. Pinkies are humans in this setting. They're actually called the Window Corps, but no one calls them that. They call us furry devils. We call them pinkies. As far as the war goes, the second they set foot onto our planets, they open fire. Civilians, soldiers, children, they don't seem to be able to tell the difference. They just gun down everyone. We've been fighting this war for 30 years, and we still don't know why. As far as their gear goes, it's all garbage. Their bullets will have a hard time getting through my combat jacket. I'll be fine as long as they don't shoot me in the head. I don't even know if bullets can hurt robots. There's no way they could miss Prince's charge-up. But if he could get it off, they'd all be toast. Though I guess we could do small blasts as well. Raytech can either spread the beam or focus it. A full spread would only shock and all sorts of useless technical crap about guns and stuff. Grav boots can more useless technical crap. Huh? Prince's laser didn't kill them? The commander would never lie to us. Yeah, the robot shot the laser at them. Prince says, "Oaken, my weapons are failing," as Oaken kills a dude. And Oaken shoots more guys. And it says, "Lonely world needs some sleep." Alright, the next update. I think the other guy with burnt chest plate is still alive. I hear him mooning. I don't speak Pinky, but a lot of them speak a little Estranian, our language. Prince can translate just about any language. It's now safe enough for Oaken to examine stuff. She shoots the gun out of the dude's hand. I don't have anything sharp to cut a neck, and I'm not sure I could do that in cold blood. Mint's body is coated with mud. She has 3 mostly empty containers. Canteens, a taser, grab boots, hat, rubber gloves, multi-tool, medication, clothing, 23 vapines, which is money. Wow, I'm not even halfway through this. Mint isn't dead at all. She's been paralyzed with a stun laser. The effect should only last 4 to 5 hours. A stim shot might snap her out of it immediately. It also might rupture her heart. Funny, though, the commander told me pinkies never take prisoners. Oaken says, "Freeze, you pudgy pink bastard!" The pinky ignores Oaken, and she blows his head off. Very gruesome. And bloody. "Ah, my leg hurts!" screams a pinky. "I use the medkit to bind my wound. I get Prince to make sure there are no more hidden weapons. He also gathers up the other guns. Prince collects stun rifles with 48 shots. I have a little bit of gas, I'm sorry. A revolver with 5 shots. 3 combat knives. I keep my gun targeted on the last pinky. Tears stream down Oaken's face. Oaken says, "Don't move or I'll F-bomb waste you." Oaken continues, "Where's that crazy town that was mentioned before to tell me?" Pinky retorts with, "South! South! Don't shoot!" Now what?
Do-do-do, scrolling down.
I glance over to the rock outcropping. I don't want to look into his eyes. Oaken says, "What's your mission?" Pinky says, "Patrol, patrol," not the mouse. Oaken says, "How many patrols?" The humanoid says, 4 or 5, I don't know. Just don't shoot. I can't let him live. He'll tell the other patrols. Oaken says,
"Shut up, shut up. You shot my friend, why?"
The human says, "Only stunned, not dead, not dead." Oaken says, "Why did you shoot her?" The human says, "Protect city, only stunned, not dead. I can't let him live, I can't take him with me, he's too dangerous." Oaken says, "Name, rank, serial number. Enrad, William T. Something police, a rookie. Oh god, they're just police protecting their city from people like me. I don't want to kill him, but I can't let him live. I don't think he knows anything else. What do I do?" And it's going through a slew of choices. Yeah, let's kill him. No, let's stun him. And she... I can't do it, I'm not a monster. Oaken drops a revolver. Enrad sighs and collapse. Reality hits poor Oaken like a ton of bricks. 2 pinkies she's slain, the millions she was going to murder, the betrayal of her friends and commanding officers, her own fatigue and injury. Oaken breaks down and sobs uncontrollably. That is the end of chapter 1. And Lonely World put in a really fancy picture of Oaken. Ah, well played. LW, well played. Chapter 2 is a go! There she is, still crying. Let's see, Nuclear Smartbot. PR-156 Prince, online. Status? Stranded in hostile territory. Systems functioning at critical. Mission detonate in city. The city name. Crew gunner missing in action. Crew engineer incapacitated. Dying. Crew pilot unknown illness. Dying. Starship destroyed. Activating logic systems. What is my current directive?
Suggestions which are going to hurt people.
Medical software loaded. Medical hardware undamaged. Crew report. Analysis. Crew engineer. Incapacitated. Paralyzed by stun rifle. Treatments. Time 4 hours. Some injector. Negative. Victim too weak. Dying. Heat exposure. Time till death. 2 hours. Treatment. Remove from heat. Crew pilot. Unknown illness. Identified. Sadness. Treatments. Unknown. Dying. Dehydration. Time till death. 8 hours. Treatments. Ingest water. Remove from heat. Let's see. Object is a police class mobile dune tower. Vehicle appears to be unmanned. Vehicle is stationary. Distance 700 meters. Prince says, Oaken, drink this water. I give the pilot one of the 3 mostly empty canteens. She continues sobbing, but still drinks. Prisoner status. Critically injured. Dying. Critically injured. Massive leg wound. Treatments. Amputation. Cauterize. Major hand wound. Treatments. Suture. Bandage. Dying. Blood loss. Time till death. 20 minutes. I'm just gonna skip over the rest of the whole crazy medical stupidness. Alright, back to the script. Prince says, Oaken, if you desire for this prisoner to live, he needs medical treatment immediately. No, that was what Prince said. Oaken says, what? Prince says, I cannot do this alone. I need your hands. Oaken says, right. I'll do my best. We amputate the pinkskin's leg, which is the human, and give him proper medical treatment. He will live for now. Oaken says, I'm sorry about earlier, Prince. I'll try not to let that happen again. Prince says, we are still in danger. The time for apologies is later. Oaken says, right. Control switches back to the cute fuzzy deer. Oaken can find no cloth. Oaken asks Senrad what's necessary to pilot the Dune Tower. He gives a ring of keys. Oaken picks up the revolver and Mint the party, then travels towards the vehicle. Poor Mint. I remember her telling me she came from the Ice World, Vin Malor. That one's much easier to say than the human place. The climate must be terrible for her here. We arrive in the shadow of the massive Dune Tower. Rad climb up despite his injuries. Oaken can climb up even while carrying Mint. Prince cannot climb up. Poor robots. Oaken carries Mint up into the cabin. It's nice and cool in here. Yeah, Jackass should have air conditioning. I set Mint down next to the box of donuts. She always did like the smell of pastries. The cage is definitely strong enough to hold Enrad. Plus, I also have the key to lock it. I don't see anything that looks like a radio, though I did find the controls for the claw. It might be strong enough to lift Prince. The thing in the middle looks like some sort of engine maintenance thingy. I don't know. I locked Enrad in the cell. He doesn't seem too happy about that. It doesn't look like anyone is up here either. Oh look, there's that radio I was looking for. Is that... Oh god. Could it be? Oh man, there's a snack machine and a soda machine on top of this thing. That's awesome. Alright, next up. Okay, let's winch on Prince. He's gotta see all the cool stuff I found. And she drops him. He bursts into a million pieces. That's great. Good job, Oaken. There's no way I could fix Prince. Mint probably could. She can fix anything. Prince says, that is odd. The fall should have set off my detonator, netting a nuclear explosion that should have incinerated everything in a 30-kilometer radius. Oh, boy. On the ground, I find 7 metal plates, 6 wheels, 1 tread, 1 metal arm, 8 robot gizmos, 15 blah blah blah, all sorts of stuff that says stuff about stuff. Do I really need all this stuff? I could get it all into the cabin, but it would take a little while. Oaken says, I'm glad you didn't explode, Prince. Could you use your robot smarts to figure out why? Prince says, according to my maintenance log, there was some unscheduled maintenance done before the takeoff. They disassembled my entire outer frame and put me back together with a substance called superglue. They then must have left me in the cargo bay unsecured rather than the bomb bay. Prince says, perhaps this was the cause. Oaken says. Whatever it was, I'm thinking the whole bomb plan is over. We should probably think of a new plan. Prince pauses and then replies, understood. Oaken takes everything up to the cabin. It is hard work and she finds herself tired and thirsty. Oaken cannot seem to find a chin strap, a welding tool, nor a bowl with which to turn Prince into a hat. What? What? Okay, continuing. As far as spaceports go, all major exports leave the planet through, human place's name, Space Harbor. The only other spaceports nearby are owned by smugglers, but those places are infested with pirates. I don't remember where I scanned for life signs, so I'll use my space compass again. Animal life signs, very strong to the south towards human place. Faint to the east towards some rising smoke. Faint to the northwest towards the rocks. All of a sudden, the radio crackles to life. Oaken hears stern voices in a language she doesn't understand, which is probably human. My home, our side, is a joint force of originally 47 worlds. We are known as the Australian Alliance. Oaken can find Olok on the vending machines. Damn it! Prince translates. Pinky officer says, we are under attack. Furs have been spotted in the outer perimeter. All units report in. And Oaken grabs controls, and she's like, to the rocks, huh? Let's see what this baby can do. Maximum speed! Only behind the throttle am I fully alive. The vehicle races forward. A womanly scream can be heard from down below. Weird, Minchin have recovered for at least another couple hours. Whatever. Poor baby, they treated you like a house. A slow, lumbering beast. They didn't understand you like I do. You're no beast. You're an eagle, and you wish to soar, to fly, and I will grant your wish. Prince says, Oaken, maybe we should slow down. Oaken says, shut up, I'm flying there. I bet those ungrateful idiots didn't even give you a name. How can you ever be truly alive without a name? I will deny you no longer, but what should I name you? And she says, what, we're already here? Oh, man. For now, the ramaging giraffe, will slumber, but soon she will fly again. Okay. Anyways, it looks like we're at the rocks. I might be able to fit the giraffe through the middle pass. Otherwise, there's no way through, except on foot. I'm pretty sure Min's still unconscious. I'll check on her later. Oaken drives the giraffe alongside the right-hand passage, the ramaging giraffe. Yes. Oaken cannot see what Prince can see. Prince says, the figure does not appear immediately hostile. It seems unlikely for it to have noticed us. It also appears to be armed with a Raytech weapon. That's right, only the Alliance uses Raytech. He must be one of our guys. Oaken exits the giraffe. He's probably not from Duran, whatever that is, so I'll speak to him in Australian. Hey, we're not Pinkies. We just stole one of their towers. Please don't shoot us. He doesn't respond. Or move. Maybe he's asleep? Or just far away to hear me? And by the way, Prince is now part of Oaken's inventory. Well, I can't do anything from here. I'm going to get a little... It's a trap! I can't win this. Oaken says, I surrender, you got me. Hoff says, surrender? Can't you even dine like a soldier? You make me sick. I hear his weapon charging. Hoff says, time to die, Oaken. Oaken says, what the hell, Hoft? We're on the same team. Hoff says, that's where you're wrong. I refuse to be a pawn to your treacherous alliance command. Oaken says, Hoft, wait. Hoff says, everything they've told us is a lie. Oaken, I'm not like you. He's all big and mean. Maybe I should try putting on a big and mean voice. Oaken, I'm not like you. I will not let my homeworld burn just so the alliance can save face. And she says, Gnarly says she thinks, damn it, my ray blast can't get through his energy shield. Let's see, a little dispute going on. And it says, Oaken says, Hoft, just hear me out. I just found out about the commander. He grabs me by the collar and brings me close. A really bad move on his part. This close range, his shields won't be able to deflect a full focused beam. Hoft says, I can't trust anyone. You're all lying to me. Oaken says, I haven't lied to you, Hoft. Please don't shoot me. I can see the torment in his eyes. For some reason, he's torn up about what to do. Something spooked him good. I've flown with Hoft for 7 months. The gunner I knew would never hurt a comrade. I used to trust him with my life. Can I trust him to do the right thing? On the other hand, I don't want to die. Hoft's a better fighter than me. If I don't take this shot and kill him now, I won't get another chance. I turn off the ray gun. Oaken says, I'm not going to kill you, Hoft, even though I can. I trust you, Hoft. Hoft says,
Oaken!
He drops me, drops his gun, and falls to his knees. Oaken says, I captured a pinky tower. Mint's there, and we should go there too. And Hoff says,
stop lying to me.
Oaken says, I'm not lying. You can't see the tower. It's right over there. Hoff says,
stop lying to me. Make the voices stop.
Oaken says, Hoff? Hoff says, get out of my head. Everyone's making suggestions about taking out Ol' Yeller. I grab Hoff's gun. Oaken says, just calm down, Hoff. It's going to be okay. Hoff says, the lies, make them stop. Get out of my head. He rips something off his neck. Hoff rips some horrible creature off his neck. Oaken is horrified by the recent developments. Ew. Oaken fires violently at the creature. She is unable to use this weapon properly and fails to hit a single shot. It's too fast. Creature lunges towards Oaken's face. Oh god! Not the face! Oaken swings the rifle. It provides amazingly effective fire. It kills it dead, okay? He's last of the bandages in the medkit on Hoff's neck. Hoff gathers his things and we head for the rampaging giraffe. Oh, so they changed the name there, eh? Okay, fine. I like the other one. Oaken says, Hoff, we should hurry there. Might be more of those things. Hoff says, that thing wasn't from here. Came from the ice world, Vin Malor. Chapter 2 end. Now is a good time to suggest long-term plans for Oaken and Company, and everybody's like, everything ends in profit. And that's the end for my reading today. Thank you.